number five.
From the Director Department of Transportation and the Managing Director Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding the availability of a new feature for computer and smartphone users on the MCTS release of live feed of real-time arrival and location information for public use. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, this report is an update on where we are in the process of installing hardware and software needed to convert the actual time and location of a bus into a format that is accessible by the public. By year end, we expect to have the equipment in place that will allow our computer-aided dispatch and our automated vehicle location systems to talk with or interface with the communication system on the bus. The communication system on the bus is what actually stores the schedule and location information of the bus. Now, a software system will be needed to add on to allow real-time data to be accessed in an open format by developers or the and the public. And that will put us in a position to make next bus arrival information available to the public, we anticipate, by the spring of 2013. Secondly, we also looked at the availability and cost of electronic display boards to display information about next bus arrival in real time. We found, so far, we found that the cost of these display boards are running in the in a neighborhood of $15,000 to $20,000 per board. We continue to get cost estimates in as I speak. So given the cost of these boards, we're also looking at identifying if there are grants available to help defray some of the capital costs. So that's an ongoing process with respect to the question of looking at showing real-time information or next bus arrival information on display boards in select locations around the transit system. Are there any questions, Mr. Chairman, committee members?
Any questions from the committee? Sir Liska.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The information to these display boards is transmitted how? Using an internet connection or using radio frequency?
It would largely be by way of internet connection, and that is the reason why we have to have the software to talk with the system, with our dispatch system and the system on the bus in order to relay the information to a display board.
Any other questions? Sir Jerzyk?
Well, I fear, again, this is something, if you went down this road, which I really question, I think by the time you got it implemented, the technology would have left a long time ago. Smartphones and some of these handheld devices are advancing so rapidly that you're not going to need to put these kinds of things at locations. I mean, I'm kind of picturing, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to have one of these bus shelters with a display board indicating how much longer the bus is going to be taking to arrive. Is that basically what we're talking about here?
That would be correct. You know, would indicate the actual time that the next bus will arrive.
So, I mean, right now I think, and actually I give credit to some of the legislative aides around here who are younger, more savvy technologically than I am, but I at least listen to them once in a while, and they're the ones who told me the technology exists right now. They can download an app and find out when that next bus is coming. They've got it right there on their smartphone. And this is only going to get much more advanced as we go along. And by the time we'd even look into putting these kinds of displays and going through the whole process, you would end up with old technology. I would suggest we can save the taxpayers a lot of money by not doing this, because I think it's going to be out of date before you get it done. That's my own thought on it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Is this informational? We're going to go to